From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudet. A man from Nampa recently became the first patient in this region to receive a new kind of heart pump before undergoing surgery. Now, without this device, he would not have been able to receive the operation that he needed to live. And according to St. Alphonsus Health System, this new piece of technology helps the heart pump blood during and after cardiac surgery, which lets the heart rest until it can pump on its own again. Joining us today is the doctor who performed this surgery, Dr. Robert Farivar. He is the cardiovascular surgery medical director at the St. Alphonsus Heart Institute in Boise. I want to welcome you to the program.
Thanks, Gemma. Honored to be on the program.
So, doctor, not only was this the first patient to receive this heart pump locally, but you were the first surgeon to use it here in our region. So can you tell us why this is so significant?
Sure. Most cardiac surgery is done on patients whose hearts are relatively preserved. That is, the heart has the ability to pump, and you go in and you fix something because they have chest pain or shortness of breath. But some patients avoid coming into the hospital until they're really quite sick. And at that point, their heart has really been damaged. And most surgeons in that point will avoid operating on that patient to give them the benefit. One of the thinkings that has come up in the past 5 to 7 years in heart failure is that if you allow the heart to rest after the procedure, it'll get enough strength that it can then pump on its own. And so these devices have been developed called temporary mechanical circulatory support that can be placed into the heart during or before the operation to assist the heart after the operation's been performed. What makes this device, the Impella 5.5, really unique is that the patient can get up and walk around and recover without having to lie in bed for days after the procedure is performed.
And doctor, can you break down a little more exactly what the, and I'm hoping I'm saying this right, the Impella pump is and what it does?
Sure. The Impella is a small device that almost looks like a thick straw. And at one end is an inflow that allows blood to come in that's placed inside the heart. And at the other end is an outflow that pumps the fluid out. And so you can imagine that this straw pulls blood in at the bottom and then brings blood out at the top. And what's interesting about this is it's placed across your own body's valve where the blood needs to pump. So you could think of it as a small fish tank motor that moves blood from one place to another. And the place it moves the blood is above and below the valve. So once the blood from inside the heart is brought out above the valve, it gets to where it needs to go without needing the heart to pump it.
So can we talk a little bit about the Nampa man who had the surgery? I mean, what kind of surgery was he getting in order to need this?
He had a really typical surgery. So his ejection fraction, that's how much blood you pump out, normally is 50 to 70% in adults. His had dropped to 20%. So you can think of if, you know, you had an 8-cylinder motor, you're down to 2 cylinders. And he needed a bypass to bring blood to the rest of his heart. And normally at 20%, the ejection fraction is so low that the only way to support this is with a lot of medication that is really quite hard on the kidneys and on the liver. And sometimes patients die when their heart is that weak and they have this operation. With this individual, we were able to put the pump in the night before. We put it through an artery in his shoulder and it went into his heart and we rested him overnight. Mm-hmm. And then we left the pump in place. We did the procedure and then we closed him up with the pump in place. And, you know, quite impressively, he needed almost zero medications to support his heart. Yeah, the pump really did most of the job, allowed him 4 or 5 days to rest, and he could walk around with it. And then we took it out at day 5, and he went home at the same time everybody goes home, around day 5 or 6. And, you know, he had a really good experience with the pump.
Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming before the surgery, it sounds like he was not doing well. So after the surgery, how is he doing? I mean, how is he doing, you know, once he's out of the hospital, post-surgery, You know, what's his recovery been like, and maybe compared to other folks who haven't had this pump in place?
His recovery has been really good. You know, these big surgeries take a few months to recover, and especially mm-hmm. when you're in your 70s or 80s, they take a while to recover from. But he's made excellent progress. He's recovered as we would expect somebody without having such a weak heart to progress. And compared to someone who didn't have the pump at that ejection fraction, he appears to me much, much better. A lot of those patients really can smolder for months and months in a rehab and then eventually get home. Whereas he went directly to his house and was able to get the support that he needed in a much more comfortable, familiar environment.
You know, it is so incredible to think about how far heart surgery has progressed over the years.
Yeah, you know, heart surgery started in the late 1960s when Rene Favolaro performed the first aortic coronary bypass at the Cleveland Clinic. And then 1 year later, the Centers for Medicare Services began to pay for open heart surgery. And that really prompted the development of the modern hospitals and the modern ICUs. So heart surgery has been going on for a while. And what's really reassuring about it is the patients have been getting sicker every single year from the Society of Thoracic Surgery database, and the outcomes have been getting better every single year. So even compared to 4 or 5 years ago, we're seeing sicker patients who are having better results. And when we say better results, they're very measurable. So fewer deaths, fewer strokes, fewer reoperations. And these patients are able to go home quicker, get recovered quicker, and it's due to the game getting better for everybody. The anesthesiologists are better. The rehab is better. The nursing is better. The hospitals are better. The devices that are used to treat open heart surgery are better. And this is one example of one of those devices.
Well, I want to thank you so much for taking time to talk with us. We've been speaking with Dr. Robert Farivar, the Cardiovascular Surgery Medical Director at the St. Alphonsus Heart Institute in Boise. He is the first doctor in our region to effectively use a new heart pump. Thank you again for your time today.
Thank you for having me. Have a good day.
You too. Up next, a new early warning system for wildfires in the Boise foothills.